So just some thoughts about Rosh Chodesh tonight and the big eclipse that took place across the country, not so much in Florida. There's a partial eclipse someone showed me a picture of. But a little bit about the moon and the sun and what it means for us. Obviously, there's a big discussion in all the news outlets, the secular news outlets, the Jewish news outlets. So I'll share some machshavas on it, some feelings, what it represents, what it symbolizes. And that's as follows. The sun and the moon, the sun represents an existence of something representing a person who might be consistent with his life, wakes up in the morning consistently, the sun always rises in the east and sets in the west. A consistency, a level of confidence, it always shines bright and strong. Certainly in Florida, the heat is pretty constant. Other areas, not as constant, but the light is always there. There's always a certain level of warmth. And that sun represents that consistency of a person. Consistency and confidence and strength. And the moon, on the other hand, the moon represents a person, a personality that's more timid, one that shies away from things, one that's perhaps weak. You know, you go out for Kiddush Levana, we go out to look for the sun. You go to where the sun is, it's not very hard to find the sun, but it comes to the moon, and there's much of Shabbos, we're going to say Kiddush Levana. Is it that way? Is it that way? Is it that way? And depending what time of night it is, what time of year, you're going to possibly have a hard time finding the moon. Is it high? Is it low? And, you know, when the clouds come, so the clouds could easily just block the light of the moon. But when the clouds come, the sun, you still know the sun's behind the clouds. You could still find it. So the moon represents a weak, timid individual. Of course, the moon sometimes is full and sometimes it's a half. Sometimes it's very small. It's a sliver. And these are the two types of people, two types of personalities that exist. And, you know, most of us want to come off and give this facade like we're strong and consistent, like the sun, like the magnitude of the sun. We try to give that image that we're strong, we're smart, we're successful, we achieve greatness, whether it's in the Beis Medrash, whether it's in the basketball court, whether it's in other types of sports, whether it's in business. We all want to be like the sun. We all want to feel like the sun. We all want to show everybody we're like the sun. But in the end of the day, everyone in this room and everyone in this world has moments of weakness. Everyone has struggles in this world, and we're really like the moon. We have ups and downs. We struggle with many things. It could be a personal struggle in midos. It could be struggling with kas and controlling your anger. It could be struggling with shmir sanayim. It could be struggling with emunah, bitachon. There's so many things people struggle with in so many areas, and everyone in this room has different struggles. So although we pretend to everyone that we're really like the sun, we're consistent, we wake up every morning, we're strong, we come on time, we do this and we do that, in the end of the day, we're really like the moon. We're the moon, there's waxing and there's waning, there's ups and there's downs, there's yiridos, the alios, in all different thoughts. Sometimes there are days where we're doing really well, whatever we're struggling with, and sometimes there are days and months that we're really weak. It's like the moon, the ups and the downs. So there's a Rav Chabad, the Yidah Kadosh explains the famous Gemara in Shabbos when the Nachwi came to be Megayer from the Shammai and Hillel Regal Achas. And the Gemara tells us that Shammai pushed him out, and Hillel said, "No, you could teach everything. That don't hate what others do. Don't hate on yourself. What you want to hate for yourself, don't hate on others." And many Mefarshim have different explanations, and the Yidah Kadosh explains as follows. When the guy came to Shammai first, he said, "I want to learn Kol Tarkula Regal Achas." Regal Achas meant the Madrega Achas. I want to go through life consistency. I want to go through life Madrega Achas. I don't want the ups and downs. I've seen the Yidden throughout the generations, their ups and downs, both on a national level, going from country to country, exile from this place to that place. And on individual levels, the Yid has ups and downs. They have struggles with it. Sometimes they're good times and sometimes they're bad times. The guy says, "I want to be Yid. I know this is the true religion. I want to learn the Torah, but I want to be Regal Achas. I want to have consistency in life." And Shammai says, "That's impossible. That's not the way of a Yid. We have ups and downs. That's just how we are as a people and as an individual." So he pushed him out. And Hillel taught him that, no, there's no such thing as Madrega Achas. There's no such thing as Regal Achas, because don't hate upon others what you want, don't want for yourself. In other words, Hillel was explaining to him the reason why we have these yiridos in life, the reason why there are downs and ups in life, is because there's ruts of a show, there's running back and forth, there's heights, there's madregas, elyonos we reach, and then there are lower levels, because as Yidden, we're here to try to elevate without getting too Kabbalistic, but the nitzotzos, For example, we are sent from country to country, France and England and Spain and America, wherever else we went, in Germany, it was to collect all the hidden sparks of Kedusha in all these different countries until we were able to garner the Kedusha and then move on to the next country. The Yiridos that we have in life, so the Yidah Kadosh on a personal level, is in order to work on that Midah of Kas, to work on that Shemir Sarnayim, to work on whatever that Midah that you need to work on. That's why you have Yiridos, to be able to elevate them. If you are one Madrega Achas, regular Achas, you wouldn't get to these downs. You wouldn't get to these Yiridos. You wouldn't get to these opportunities to elevate those who need elevation. So Hillel said to the guy, you know why you want to convert? Because there are some Yid who had a Yirida. And you had contact with this guy, this Jew in the Yerida. He, I don't know, walked into some bar, let's say, you met him, you had exposure to this Jew, and you were inspired to that because he went to this dark place for him. But because he went to that dark place, he was able to somehow inspire you. And that's why you're here. If you want to live a life of Madrega Achas, and not willing to go have those Yeridos to elevate other Jews, other people in this world, then you wouldn't be here in the first place. It's a deep Yesod, but the point is that the ups and downs of life, says Hillel, was part of life of a Jew. That's how we've been going through the generations, from country to country. We have good days, we have bad days. Some days we're learning on fire, and sometimes we're not. Sometimes we're doing very well, and sometimes we're not. But every year read this, really, Tzarech Aliyah, every year read this to get back higher, and that's the moon. The moon is that we have times where we're down and times where we're up. And maybe that's the message, or one of the messages of the eclipse, is that although we want to be like the sun, and we pretend to be like the sun, we give the facade that we're the sun, and in the end of the day, we're really not. And during the daytime, we're proud of ourselves, of our accomplishments, but we know when we go back home, when we go to sleep, when the sun's away, it's dark out, we have to face ourselves, just you and yourself, look yourself in the mirror, we're like the moon. It waxes, and it wanes. We have what to work on. And when the eclipse happens in the middle of the daytime, when the sun is shining bright in the middle of the day at 2:30, 3 o'clock, whatever the time was, and the moon steps in front of that sun, the sun's a fake. That's not who we really are. That's who we pretend to be. But we're really like the moon. We're really like the moon with the Yiridos, with the Aliyos. So the moon represents the weaknesses that we have. That's the nature of a Jew. But the moon also represents a glimmer of hope. The glimmer of hope, because like tonight, the moon's going to be just a little sliver, but there's hope that in 15 days from now, the moon's going to be full again. In 15 days from now, we're going to be celebrating Pesach. It's a full moon. There are ups and the downs, but every down, we're guaranteed there's going to be an up as well. Every time we feel like a little nothing, there's going to be a moment where there's going to be a full moon. We're going to shine bright like the moon. That's the nature of life. That's the nature of a Yid. And as hard as it is for us to admit to ourselves, admit to our friends, admit to our families that we have struggles, we have weaknesses, we all know we have weaknesses. Who are you kidding? We all have weaknesses. And the moon is both the acknowledgement, the recognition that we have what to work on. The moon's also a glimmer of hope. We have what to strive for. There's growth we have. When we grow, when we work on those downs, we work on the midos we need to work on, then we can accomplish really great things. And maybe that's the message, or one of the messages, the powerful messages of what the moon represents for us as an individual. There's, many times I've gone to a Levaya and the Shiva house. Often we go because we want to be Yotze. We know the person, we know the family. We want to be noticed, we want to be recognized, that we went, we got the check mark, they put on the guest list that so-and-so went. But once you go to a Levaya, once you go to a Shiva call, you may as well learn something while you're there. I've been to a number of Levayas where I took out a piece of paper and started jotting notes down, whether because a Rav was like giving marmakomos, or because there are great stories or something inspiring about the person. There's a lot to learn from a Shiva call. There's a lot. Don't go just to be seen and then come and leave. Pay attention. Listen. There's something for you to gain as well. Obviously, you want to give comfort to them. You want to give nechama to them. There's something to learn. So I'll tell you one story. I heard a great story. I went to pay a Shiva call a few years ago. There's a lady in Eish Kodesh. She was Nifter maybe 3 years ago. Gloria Thurm. Perhaps someone remembers her. So a few years before she was Nifter, she was sitting Shiva for her mother. So it goes back maybe 8 years ago. Gloria was sitting Shiva for her own mother. Her mother was a Holocaust survivor. And Gloria was telling me, my wife, during the Holocaust, she was separated from her parents and her siblings like most people were. She didn't know what happened to them. And any time there was a full moon, she went outside and she went through struggles that we could only imagine, the difficulties that she had. But every time there's a full moon, she went outside to look at the full moon and she said, just like I could see the bright full moon, I'm hoping somewhere in the world my parents, my siblings are looking at that same full moon. And that's how she stayed connected to her parents and siblings throughout the entire Holocaust. That moon, that bright moon, the full moon that gave you a glimmer of hope, That was her hope. That kept her alive. That kept her going. Every month she saw this full moon. Every month she saw, maybe my parents are still alive. Maybe my siblings are still alive. Maybe we're looking at that same moon. So while the moon does make us realize and acknowledge our weaknesses, that we're a little nothing, a little sliver sometimes, but also gives us the hope that there's an opportunity to grow bigger, to grow, to shine bright. So this is all on a personal level, but of course the Gemara tells us that this eclipse where the moon stands in front and blocks the sun is really representing a national celebration, a celebration of Am Yisrael. We're compared to a moon as well. Just like we have Yeridos and Aliyos as individuals, Am Yisrael has had that for many generations. But the celebration of the moon stepping in front of the sun is a celebration of Am Yisrael taking over. Am Yisrael being recognized as the chosen nation. The time is going to be where the Umos Olam are going to be wiped out and destroyed. And Am Yisrael is going to be recognized by everyone. The moon is going to knock out the sun. We recognize as the Am HaNivchar. Mirtz Hashem Yishbizocha, as we continue to work on all our struggles, all our weaknesses, and to highlight all our strengths and all together become like this proud moon. Mirtz Hashem Yishbizocha, that day soon, where the moon shines as bright as the sun. Yishbizocha, to Gula Shema Ba'amitas. Amen.